Today, Mishtikul Chazara, three Yisaitis that we had in the past that have connections, have Shaisas here to the Sugya. Before I start the next Gemara, I just wanted to come back to the Korah Mekastos that I passed over yesterday. Yesterday we had the case, which we had discussed earlier in the year, Zara Kli Meroish Hagag. Somebody threw, whether the Bailim or somebody else, threw the keli off a roof, and there was a mattress or pillows underneath. And a second person came and pulled away the mattress or the pillows. So the one who pulled it away is Potter. So I'm going to ask you a riddle, which you should be able to answer. The Gemara is no machlokes, right? If Reuven throws something off a roof, and Shimon pulls away the mattress, Shimon is Potter. No machlokes. If you look up the Rambam brings the Gemara's case, and he says, Chayiv, Zara Kli Meroish Hagag, Uba Shimon, and he pulled away the mattress, he's Chayiv. What do you know about the Rambam Shita that will make him argue with this Gemara? Once I tell you, you'll know, but what do you know about the Rambam Shita that would make him say, no, I just Gemara, no, I can't argue with Gemara. He's got to plug it into a different machlokes. What do you know about the case of throwing something off a roof and someone else pulling away a mattress, that the one who pulled away the mattress should be chayiv? Anybody know? It's not something we spoke about many times, it's something we spoke about once or twice. So I'll remind you. Okay, one of three things I'm going to remind you today. I'm going to remind you that I mentioned to you a couple of weeks ago that there is a set of rules called Garmi, and that people know is Grama and Garmi. Grama is part of Garmi, we pass the Messiah. And most people don't know what Grama and Garmi are. Since there are so many Shitas in Rishayim, people tend to get confused. And in Mela, everyone forgets. So you have a choice. Either you can try to remember all the Shittas in the Rishayim and forget it, or you can remember all the Shittas and try to remember it, or you can do what I did. Try to remember the three main Shittas that are brought in Shulchan Aruch. So you'll remember what are the three main Shittas. When is a Garmi Chayiv? Garmi is Adam HaMazik, who's Mazik indirectly. When is Garmi Chayiv and when is it Potter? The Shach Paskin, like the Ritzvah, which is Taisus and Baba Basra, that there are no rules. Wherever Chazal were Machayiv, they were Machayiv. And wherever they weren't, they weren't. And that's it. No clone. The Ramah Paskin, like the Rosh. The Rosh, which is the main sheet of Lahalocha in Garmi, is that Garmi is only if it's Bari Hazeka, it's definitely going to happen, and if you're Mazik B'Yadayim, these are the two main conditions. If you're Mazik B'Yadayim, you have to do something to the thing that's damaged. The Rosh says, if you pull away the mattress, you're Potter, even though it's Vadai, it's going to get damaged. But since it's not doing it to the Keli B'Yadayim, you're doing something to the mattress, so the Rosh said, that's why you're Potter. That makes it Grama, not Garmi. That's his sheet. The Rambam Shita, which is the sheet that we're going to talk about, the Rambam Shita was that a Grama, if you're Machavin Lahazik, it's Garmi. If you're doing it deliberately because you want the thing to break, you're Chayiv for Garmi. If you're doing something and incidentally you cause something to break, that's Grama. So let's say a person sees a mattress in the street. If, when he sees the mattress, he says, hey, just what I needed, I'm tired, and I pulled the mattress aside to go take a nap, and then the keli broke, he's Potter. Garmi, it's Grama. He wasn't the Chavon Lahazik. If, however, he said, I want to break the keli. He pulled it away, Mechavin Lahazik, in order to break, that the keli should break. Then he's Chayiv. And that's what the Rambam says. When the Rambam brings this Gemara, he says, if someone throws something off a roof, and someone pulls away the mattress, the kavona lahazik, is chayiv. Now, if your whole garmi is potter, it's machlekes, remain the chacham. If your whole garmi is potter, so then this Gemara, says garmi is potter. The Rambam probably learned this Gemara. It's going like the chacham. And garmi is potter. Or it could be like the Gemara, but we kavona lahazik. But if you're mechavan lahazik, the way we paskin, if you pull away a mattress, the Rambam paskins that you have. So that answers this question of why the Rambam says the opposite of the Gemara. And for us, it's a chazara of the Shikas Rambam. It's interesting, when the Gemara is Tzugat Seichen, when there's a little kuf, it says to look at the Rambam, it says on the side, Rambam Sham Halacha Zayin, I think it is. Va'ayim b'hasog yesu b'magid Mishnah. It doesn't usually say that on the side. But right away it tells you, Ayim b'hasog yesu b'magid Mishnah, because the Rambam says the opposite of the Gemara. If you take me to the Rambam, take a look, you'll see the Hezber, this is the Rambam Mishitose Garmi, and the Raivit, of course, doesn't explain the Rambam, just asks on the Rambam, that that's due to the Gemara. And Shatn the Rambam is, the Shitasa and Shitas Garmi. Right, but we're understanding that the one who threw it off the roof is potter, because when he threw it, it was a mattress.
Yeah, but it happens that the guy should be hired. The action that does the damage, even though that action wasn't resulting in damage,
that's true. That's true. But that makes it into a garmi. He didn't do the Maisa Hezek. He caused the Maisa Hezek. He didn't do it. Somebody else did it. And he caused it.
This is less than just causing.
Why?
It wasn't caused by someone else.
If the wind would have blown it off, it would be different. You have to realize when the person threw it, it wasn't going to break. Could be that they, you know, he's moving. He doesn't want to slap things down the stairs. He spread out a mattress. He's throwing things down in a mattress. I see guys doing that in camps, no? So, you can do it myself. Sakapadim, that's our first Yediya Chazara review. The words of Grumman, the rules of Grumman and Garmi related to this. Another Nakuda about pulling away the pillow. Stipler has an interesting kasha. On Zara Kli Maraisha Gag and Hoya Tachtov Kar Vikaskos. The Stipler is not going on the Rambam, he's going on the Gemara. Someone throws a keli off the roof, and someone else pulls away the mattress. The one who pulls away the mattress is potter. Stipler asks, if you think about it, it's a very creative way of looking at the Gemara. He asks that the one who pulls away the mattress should be chayiv for digging a bar, for uncovering the bar. Why should he be chayiv? What is uncovering the bar? It means that there's a bar, it's covered, you take away the cover, and because of that, something's going to fall in and get damaged by the chabata. It's Shmuel at least. It's a chabata. The bang is going to do damage. That's a bar. You take away that. And the mela, someone falls in, is going to get hurt. So Stipler asks that if you take away the mattress and something's on the way down, you're peseach bar. You're revealing earth, which now is going to get, the chabata is going to do damage. So why aren't you chayav al peseach bar? What? Oh, so I wanted to hear that. The bar is potter on kelim. The stipler says, you can answer. That because bar is potter on kelim, it's taka opening a bar, it's potter on kelim. The stipler is mesupik, this is a simon beis, I'm getting into myself, the simon beis, I think it's ois beis. He's mesupik. Now that teretz is zichah true. If you say it's a bar, you're potter on kelim. He's mesupik. If that has a tzura of bar, a peseach bar, removing a mattress and now it bangs itself into a regular karka, the tzura samazik really is bar or it's not bar. The stipler goes back and forth. He says it's not a kasha here because it'll be potter on kelim anyway. Or be a nafgamina if what? If a shara is coming down, someone threw a shara off the roof and there's a mattress, you pull away the mattress and the shara gets killed. That would be a nafgamina. This type was misufik. So this is some of the Torah on Korah v'Kastos. But I'd like to learn Chazayin, so let's go on. Bashar v'kivlei b'kronav. I think that's what we're up to. Someone threw a child off a roof, and it didn't hit the ground. The shar, that doesn't mean the shar was standing there, and the baby got impaled on the horns. Then the shar didn't do anything. The shar was just standing. Kivlei b'kronav means the shar deliberately speared the and killed his baby. Now the shar zicha should be chayiv because it's Karen and the shar muad we're talking. But are you chayiv? That's totally indirectly in a machlokes is why. The tanya of a nasif in nafshei the main is mishal shem bracha noyim the main mazik. They argue what is kofer? If an animal kills a human being, what do you pay to be? What do you chayiv to pay? The value of the animal that gets the value of the nizik or the value of the mazik. If you owe the value of the mazik, all right. So the owner of the shar has to pay his own value. But if you hold it's the value of the nizik, this baby on the way down from the roof is worth zero. The baby's going to die in a minute. The baby's going to die anyway. So the baby has no value. Still comes out. The shar killed the baby that has no value. You hold the main nizik, the main law, you're part. The horror on this Gemara is that it's a chiddush that an animal could be a muid for spearing babies in midair. Like it defies the imagination. What does it mean? An animal is a muid for spearing babies that are flying through the air? What does it mean? What does it mean? The animals are moving. What? Everything's theoretically possible. But, and the truth is, the Gemara's next case of Nisgabi Isha is more far-fetched than this case. But it's a little hard to understand what it means an animal was a mu'id. Do we say that if an animal is a wild animal, it's a mu'id for everything? Even the nuttiest thing that that the owner never could have expected? If the owner took care of this animal, he doesn't expect to have a baby coming down from the roof. So that Nakuda is a little bit of a aura on the sugya. I think one of the Rishonim writes that it could be it's a tchilas in the pshiyah v'sefer bayim in this case. The animal was a mu'id, and the owner left the animal in the street, which he shouldn't have. And the meila is sefer bayim. The owner didn't expect a child to come down from the roof. Maybe it's a tchilas in the pshiyah v'sefer bayim in this case. Could be. As I said, I want to go through the Gemara, but this is the Ha'ara on this sugya. Let's go to the next case. Amar Rabba, Nafa Meirosh Hagag, the Niskabi Isha Chayiv B'Dalad Tor. Somebody fell off a roof. Niskabi Isha means, and I don't try to figure out the Matzias, but it means a person fell in a way that he fell into a woman in a way that he was boiled a woman. So he's chayiv, a mazik, someone who's mazik, a woman who's boiled a woman against the will is chayiv. And here he's chayiv b'dal hadvarim, will be a vimtai loikana. Incredible thing. If a person did a maisabia without kavana, now yibum doesn't need kavana to be kaimah. Okay, yibum works, b'im b'shagig b'im amazim. But it has to be kavana to do a bia. If someone somehow did a bia, shalei b'kavana's bia, so, like kana, he's b'il yivimtai, and it's not a kinyan, it's not kaina har, she remains chayiv in yibum, and he remains the way it was before. If Moshe, Nigris Moshe, and Ebenezer has a interesting hakira on this Gemara. It's Ibichab. B'yavintai lai karmel. What's the case? A man did a bia to a woman somehow, but lai kavanas bia. Lai karmel. He's not kind as yavintai. So Ramesha flares in one of his long, many anafim, I think it's Kusamaches and Ebenezer. If she becomes pregnant from this bia, is the baby a mamzer? Why should the baby be a mamzer? Why should the baby be a mamzer? What? It's Eshe Sachiv. This woman is his sister-in-law. Eshe Sachiv is in a Se'erva. Is this a karis to marry his sister-in-law? By Yibum, it's a mitzvah. By Yibum, the Torah said that even though normally it's an Issacharis, B'shah b'maisa Yibum, it becomes a mitzvah. Shaila. If a man was Boyal Yavimtai in an Eifin in which there was no maisa mitzvah, does she remain in Erva, Eshe Sachiv? Or does she, or do we say, this is Eshes Achiv, that's Yavintai, that's not really an Erva? How do you look at it? So Ramesha, I said, in Kuf Samaches, clears this Shaila. He wants to be Toliad in a general suffix. If mamzerus is a einish or a metzias, if someone is bala erva, the child that's born, the child is a mamzer as part of the einish of being bala erva. What's a metzias? It's a metzias in the world that this and this equals that. What? The mamzer himself didn't do anything. Einish to the parents, that such a thing happened to the child. Then they said to be more metzias. The Meisha grounded, that's his maskana really, that it's a metzias. And his pilot, he says, if it's an Einish, it's not Shaykh by Yavimtai. The Torah should still have an Einish on Baal Yavimtai. The Torah says, there's a Ratzin to be Baal Yavimtai. If it's a metzias, then it's a metzias technically. There's Baal Yavimtai, Eishah Sachim, Shleib, and Makim Mitzvah. It's a Mamzah. What? So Ramesha Shaygig still can need a kapar. Ramesha says Ainis Gomor also creates a mamzer. Even Ainis Gomor creates a mamzer. A man marries a woman and he doesn't know she's a relative. Then somehow later he finds out that this was actually his sister. So it says it's a mamzer. Right? The Gemara says that Shema Yovei Ala Chaisei. People, there's a takana, Bashtuki, that somebody who doesn't know who his relatives are, they were takanas, because Shema Yovei Ala Chaisei, he may marry his sister, not known. Marry anybody in the world. If someone sends a shliach to Mekadosh and Isha, the shliach is Mekadosh and dies, you don't know who. So the man is Asur, and anybody in the world that has a sister. Because maybe you're Mekadosh's sister. You're going to be an Einis Gomor. But even Einis Gomor, Sir Moshe Ben Zeraya, from that, that Mamzeris is a Metzias, not a punishment. The Mela, his strong Metia is that Mamzeris is a Metzias, and in this case, that there would be Issa Mamzeris. It's a riddle how a person could be Baal Yavimtai and a child of Mamzer. If he's Baal Yavimtai, Shalai B'Kavanas Bia, so then he's not Kainaha. So Blight Zay Shasachim, Shalai B'Makim Mitzvah. What? Can't give a misa because the whole case is Ainis Gomor, right? He fell off a roof and he was Niskala Isha. He didn't do it because of what? No, the falling was Karav Lamezer. The Rashi said the falling off the roof was Karav Lamezer because it was a Rach Metzuyah. But that he would fall Bia, the next Rashi says, Hani Mili Hech Niskavala Bia Sisha Acheres. If you happen to go to one woman, you buy another one, that's kind of. Avazel, Lay Niskavala Shun Bia. Look off like one. Okay, back to the Gemara. Vama Rabba, Nafal Rashagav Niskabisha Chaya Bidal Varm will be a Vimtai, Loikana, by a Vimtai, he's not Kaina. chayiv v'nezek tzar ripoy b'sheves avo b'ishes loy. But on b'ishes yipater didnan ena chayiv ala b'ishes hachem iskar. Chavkimul amir aleph, Rashi brought this gemara. Chavkimul amir aleph, the gemara said by Eish that Isha Mishum Chitzav, what's in Afgemina, Isha Mishum Chitzav Mishum Lumaynai? The Chayba Barba Devarim. So Rashi said, the Chayba Barba Devarim. Avo Babashas Lai, Darmina Mishuli Pirkon, and a Chayba Labashas Achi and Miskavin. Avo Dal Devarim, even if a person is Tama Peshaya, Adam would Loilam in his Chayiv, Al Dal Devarim. See here, we have a second Rambam. The Rambam of Garmi is not like the Gemara by the pillows. And here we have a second Rambam that's not like the Gemara. The Rambam is in Hilchos Niskei Momin, Perek Yudalet Halacha Tezvav. The Rambam says that if someone lights a fire and injures someone else through the fire, it's chayiv nezek tzar ripui sheves and baishas. If someone lights a fire, it's chayiv mishum baishas. The zelashen haramba. Afa pi sheishai b'mayneihu. Even though his fire is his mamin, the mamin is pater on baishas. Harehu kamay shehizik b'chitzav. It's just like you are mazik with your arrows. If you're mazik with an arrow, you chayiv baishas. The same thing, if you light a fire, Yichayiv Mishum Baishas. So it states in the Rambam. Baishas Yichayiv by Eish. So the Mefarshei HaRambam are all Matmiyat Alecha Mishnah. That the Rambam himself says in Hilchos Chayiv L'Mazik, in the first parak of Hilchos Chayiv L'Mazik, Halacha Yudzayin, that if someone is chopping wood, and a piece of wood goes flying out and it injures a person, which is chitzai, you only chayim nezek tzar ripui and sheves, you patra on baishas achi yachavim. So he has to steer in the Rambam. The Rambam says that if you chop wood and it's mazik somebody, your language is chitzav, you patra on baishas achi yachavim, which fits well with the Gemara. And yet, the Rambam says by age that if you light a fire and it's mazik somebody, that you're chayiv baishas. So, why should it be that way? So, Lechem Nishna says it, doichik teretz. Says, must be, and the Rambam's talking, that the person lit the fire, bikavana, to hurt the other person. Is the chavim to hurt him and be mevazim. Which is a doichik in the Rambam's lashon. Rambam doesn't say anything about kavana. Just says, if you light a fire and you hurt somebody, you have to pay baishas. So it's a little bit of a milsa to tmiya. And the Rambam's lashon is, even though fire is mamayinai, but it's chitzav also, so you pay baishas. So this is the second. I told you there were three things today I wanted to chazer over. One was the garmi, klolim. The second here is a piece in Avi Ezri. On the Rambam in Perek Yudalet of Niskei Momin, there's a long piece on Yenin the Mukhe Yosef by Isha Mishum Chitzav, which is Yenin the Mukhe Yosef. I imagine you all know which one I'm talking about. The Mukhe Yosef who asked, when you light candles on Shabbos, the old Isha Mishum Chitzav, when it burns on Shabbos, it's your Maisa. And Mukhe Yosef answered that it's Taka your Maisa. Whatever burns the whole Shabbos, it's all nichlal in the first second that you lit it. When you lit it Erev Shabbos, at that moment, whatever the Eish does is done at the end of the moment, at that moment. So we discussed this, Barichos, that Isha Mishum Chitzav, we can learn two ways. You could learn that when you light a fire and it burns, it's like Yodei Arichta. Every minute it burns, you're doing it that minute. Which was the Ran Shita. Or you can learn like the Mukhi Yosef, that when you light a fire, whatever it burns, even if it burns for 10 weeks, it's all nichlal in your first nisa when you lit it. He said, enough kamina, if someone lights a fire, and before it burns down a house, he sells his nechasim. He doesn't want it to be b'shubin. He lights a fire, and he sees the tzaris coming, so quickly he sells his house. He said, house shouldn't be b'shubin. So if you hold that isha nishin chitzav means, like the Ranshita, as it burns, you're doing it then. So he quickly sells his house. Taka, it was a good move. He sold it before the fire burned something down. So the house is not mishugin. But like in Ruki Yosef, everything is nichlal in your first nisa. So when you light the fire, at 10 o'clock in the morning, you lit a fire. And it burned for 2 weeks. Everything that was destroyed in the 2 weeks are nichlal in the Maisa Hadlaka at 10 o'clock in the morning on Sunday morning when you lit the fire. So that's all mishugin. So this, the Rav Shach has a long collection. He wants to say that the Rambam holds like the Ruki Yosef. The Rambam holds, so Shaila, how the Rambam holds. Shach says the Rambam holds like the Ruki Yosef. And it's all nichlal in the original lighting of the fire. One of the things he answers is this Rambam. The Rambam says, Yechaya for Baishas. Why Yechaya for Baishas? It's your arrow. It was magic later. Aishas Pater on Baishas. So he learns, no. It's all Nichlal in your Maisa. It's the Maisa Ha'odam. The person did the Maisa of lighting the fire. He was doing the Maisa of Busha the time he lit the fire. The Maisa Ha'mavayish. Since he did it at that time, it's all nichlal in his original maisa, and that's why Yechayiv, by lighting a fire, Rav Shach calls it the chiddush haTorah b'din esh, a ma'avir es haveira, that everything he did is nichlal in his original maisa. It's not that way when you chop wood; the wood flies. Then you're not mazik till the wood flies and hits somebody. But Rav Shach calls it the chiddush haTorah b'ma'avir es haveira. And at the time you lit it, you did it then, it's your Maisa. And in Eilid, Rambam holds that Yechayiv on Boishes by a fire also. So again, explains this Gemara, explains the Rambam of Sak in this Gemara, but the Iker I want to chazer over, the Yosef and this cloud, the way we had worked it out originally at that time. But let's move on to the next. Yom Rabba. Nafal b'roish ha'gag b'ruach she'ena mitzuya. V'hizik u'bayish. Somebody fell off a roof b'ruach she'ena mitzuya. V'hizik u'bayish chayev al ha'nezek pata b'dal ha'dvarim. B'ruach mitzuya hizik u'bayish chayev b'dal ha'dvarim pata al ha'bayishis. Okay, this is pashut. What's the difference if I put a avnei sakina masoy on a roof or if I'm on the roof? If it's a rush, and it's me, that blows the person down, so then he's not responsible for what happened. The same kind of one, that's the way we pass. This is the third idiom that I want to chazo with you today. Because this Gemara is the chayra of problem. The Gemara says that if a human being is on a rush agag, and he falls down, b'rush, ain't a mitzuya, the Hizik, he's chayiv. Rosh Eina Metzuyah. By Adam Uid La'aylam, we spoke out of Machlekes Rishayim. If Adam Uid La'aylam is chayiv on Oynis Gomor, we're not chayiv on Oynis Gomor. Taisis Shita for Zayin Amiteis is that Adam is potter by Oynis Gomor. If you hold, the others hold, that Adam is chayiv, unless the nizik did something, Taisus and Dafkal, unless the nizik was dar on the head. But Taisus Shita is that Adam Uud La'ilam does not apply by Oynis Gomor, and he said the Ramah Paskins that way. What's how you explain this Gemara? Nafa Barosh Eina Mitzuya, he's mazik, he's chayiv, Adam Uud La'ilam is chayiv. The man's on the roof, and a hurricane comes along and blows him off the roof. He's chayiv. That's Rosh Eina Mitzuya. He's a Oynis Gomor. What's he doing on the roof? During a hurricane. Yeah, but let me ask you, during a hurricane, if he puts Avnei Sakina Masoya on the roof, he's also Peshaya. When we say, if you put Avnei Sakina Masoya on the roof, and it blows off Rosh Hashanah Metzuya, it means we are an Inus. We didn't expect a hurricane wind. So the Rashba asked this kasha. The Rashba asks that this Gemara is a stira to Roshitas HaRambam. We're talking about Karchach. If he went on the roof during a hurricane, that's not Rosh Hashanah Metzuya. That's not the Mudla Island. This guy is probably in Mudla Arbad Devar. But if he's an Inus, he's an Inus Gomor. The Rashba answers that Ruach She'ena Mitzuya, and listen carefully, Ruach She'ena Mitzuya is not an Oynes Gomor. It does not mean hurricanes. I'll give you an example. Someone builds a sukkah. The sukkah has to be able to stand in a Ruach Mitzuya. It doesn't have to be able to stand in a Ruach She'ena Mitzuya. Let's say a person builds a sukkah. People always ask about the mats. They fly off in the storm. It has to be able to stand in a Ruach Mitzuya. Let's say someone built a sukkah. The last 10 years, every year, there was one storm during sukkahs that blew the mat off. Is that called a can't stand? That's a puzzle of sukkah? No. Ruach Mitzuya means a normal day. A storm, even though sometimes certain seasons of the year, it's shriach to have a storm, especially in the spring and in the fall. It's shriach to have thunderstorms in the evening. That's still a Ruach She'ena Mitzuya. It doesn't mean a storm. The Rashba says, Ruach She'ena Mitzuya is not Oynes Gomor. Ruach She'ena Mitzuya doesn't mean it makes the headlines, it's such a hurricane, the way we think of it. Ruach She'ena Mitzuya means it's not normal. In a normal day, you don't have this type of wind. Even though, maybe statistically, it's once every week. Maybe more than 52 times a year that there's a storm. That's still a Ruach She'ena Mitzuya. We don't mean Ruach Sar. We don't mean a storm. A storm is Takin Oynes Gomor. A hurricane is Oynes Gomor. We're talking here, like the Rashba, about a Ruach She'ena Mitzuya that comes around every once in a while. It could be it's an Oynes. But it's not an Oynes Gomor. And since it's not an Oynes Gomor, therefore the person is chayiv. The Rashba uses a lashon that Ruach She'ena Mitzuya is not an Oynes Gomor. When the Torah brings the Rashba, he's mechalek between what he calls Ruach Sar, a storm wind, a hurricane wind, you're an Oynes Gomor, and a normal, unusual wind that happens every once in a while is an Oynes, but it's not an Oynes Gomor. Two different things. Kaponim, this is the third nekuda I wanted to try to chazayin today. Adamud la'aylam, we had machlekes rishayim. What level of aynis? Taisa shita is aynis gomer is potter. So we have the kasha teret in this gemara. The other shita is the Ramban and others hold, and taisa tafdalit holds that adamud la'aylam is anything. As I told you last time, the Ramah paskins like taisa. That we paskin that Einis Gomer, Adam is Potter. Adam with Lilam does not apply to an Einis Gomer. So again, these are the three things, the Chazayim, the Garmi rules, Kedai Rechazer, everything is Kedai Rechazer, especially the Garmi rules. Either you'll be kind to them or you won't be kind to them. And again, the Mukiyaisif by Isham Shemchitzav. And this third, the rules of Adam with Lilam, the basic Machlekes Rishayim. These are three things that hopefully you finish Bava Kama, you finish the second parak of Bava Kama. These are all three klolim from the second parak, from Adamud Lailam, from Isham Shemchitza, which you should at least, even without the kashas and terutzim, but the klolim you should have on your fingertips, they should be familiar with you. Okay, let's see, let's make an end run. The last cases of Rabbah here in the Gemara, let's see how they go. If not too hard, we can go through them. In this hapech, chayiv af al habayishis. This hapech means a person feels himself falling off a roof. He doesn't want to fall on the ground. He's looking for something to fall on. They see someone there, so he figures the person is softer than the ground. So he turns his body, so he should fall on the person. Chayiv af al habayishes. Chiddush. He didn't want to be mevayish the person. He didn't really want to hurt the person. But he knew that he's going to fall on the person and hurt the person. Knowing that you're going to hurt the person is enough, not only to be chayiv and tzari b'sheves, but even in b'sheves also. How do we know that? You are mechavi to be mevayishim. The Tanya v'mashter shenema v'shofe yada. Any idea shazika? Those you learn tachayiv will know that this is a makar for b'sheves v'shofe yada v'zik v'mevusha. Any idea shazika? Matamel mevazika leimalach. Kibushin is kavu mahazik. Afkushin is kavu levayish. If you're mechavin to be mazik someone, even if you're not mechavin to be mevayish, you're chayiv. If someone is mechavin to hurt someone else, that's called mechavin levayish, even though you're not kavanah to make him feel bad. But if you're mechavin to hurt him, and that's enough, even though it's no malicious intent, the person fell, he didn't want to get hurt, so he decided to fall on the person. Afal pi kein, he's chayiv in bayshes for falling on the person. Is this referring to Rosh Metzuya, Rosh Eina Metzuya? This is hapech. Talking about a person that's falling with a Rosh Metzuya, or even a Rosh Eina Metzuya. What? What's continuation? It's either continuation of Rosh Metzuya or Rosh Eina Metzuya. He's falling off the roof. So Gemara said, he's falling off the roof for Rosh Eina Metzuya, Pata Dalvar. Rosh Metzuya, Chayiv Dalvar. And this hapech, Chayiv Afal Baishas. What? It sounds like Chayiv Afal Habaisha, sounds like it's going on Ruch Mitzuya. When the person is falling off for Rasha in a Mitzuya, and he's Mishapech, he'll be Chayiv. He didn't want to fall off. He's not a Peshe on falling off. He's only just falling off. The Mishapech, he was Mechav. So his stomach goes on Rasha in Mitzuya also. So Mishapech is a tough Mechayiv. Afal Abayishas is loved after. It means heaven, everything. Yom Rabba. Last cases of Rabba. He niach like acheles alibay umeis pater. Someone puts a hot coal on a human being, and the person is not tied up. He could have removed the hot coal. He could have saved himself. And he didn't save himself. So the person who did it is pater. Why is he potter? Why is he potter? So you can understand two ways. Either he's potter, he's an itis. But he's an itis. If Reuven goes over to Shimon and he puts a burning coal on his chest, so for making blisters on him, he's chayiv. For killing him, a normal human being, you expect him to take the coals off. So there are two ways to learn. You can learn either that he's probably both are true. Afternoon or later. Either you're potter because you're an itis. If you put a hot coal on a human being, you expect him to save himself. You're potter because you're an itis. Or you can learn that you're potter because you're not called a mazik. You're not called a ritzayah. It's not a ma'aser ritzicha. Not a ma'aser ritzicha. Just like if you take somebody and you dunk him under the water in a pool, and you let go of him, you're a ritzayah. He's mechuyif to come up and breathe. Let's say he decides he doesn't want to come up, he stays underneath and he dies. It says, not a ma'aser ritzicha. If you dunk someone in a pool, that's not a ma'aser ritzicha. You dunk him, you let go. That's the Gemara's example. Right? The Gemara brings the example of kavash olav l'techa or l'techa or l'techa mayim. That's not a ma'aser ritzicha. Putting a hot coal on someone's chest is not a ma'aser ritzicha. It's a ma'aser mazik. It's not a ma'aser ritzicha. The normal people take it off. So you can learn two ways. We'll have an afkamina later. Either, or maybe both are true, that if you put a hot coal on someone, you're an einis legabe killing him. Normally it doesn't kill. Or that b'chlal is not a ma'aser ritzicha, and that's why you're caught. So we'll see. Next case. Al bigdai v'nisraf, if you put it on his beged and it gets burned, chayiv. Why you chayiv? Why say the same thing? He should have taken it off. So Rashi says, chiddush. If you see someone being mazik you, you don't have to exert yourself to save the faithful. If they want to be mazik, go ahead. I'll take it to bed and you'll pay me. So I don't understand in God's Gemara, just in Svara. I'm allowed to do that? Let's say I see someone walk over, I have a closet full of clothing. Someone comes and he lights a match to the shirt at the end of the line. If no one does anything, the whole closet full of clothing is going to burn. So I can just say, okay, you want to burn my clothing? Fine. I'll take it to bed and you'll pay me. I have no chiyuv to put out the fire. I can do that. That makes sense. Oh. I have no chiyuv of Shabbos Aveda. I have no chiyuv to save you. If I see your thing burning, let's say I'm walking down the street and I see someone's closet of clothing is burning, I'm not a chiyuv to put out the fire to save. They shouldn't lose money. So why, if he likes mine, he's going to lose money and not mechiv to put out the fire? What? Shows in him. I'm not going to lose anything. That's not my campaign. I'm very happy to get all new clothing. I don't like those clothing anyway. But I don't have to matzel him. I'm mechiv. Right? You're mechiv to be matzel. Kisira shachar shachar vecha. Right? You're mechiv to be matzel. You see it right? It's tachas masai. You have to say it. So if he lights my closet of clothing on fire, I have no chiyuv to put out the fire. You understand that? What? So we're talking dafka that he did it purposely, you say. If he did it purposely, so then it says, let's say, imach. That you only have to help him save his shirt. You might, right? So if you might, you only have to help him if he wants to be helped. If he doesn't want to be helped, you have to help him. So maybe this Gemara is only talking that he lit up the nezid. So maybe Gemara is only talking he lit up the nezid. So as if Tazav, you might have to help him. But let's say he did it for Shaygay. So then, maybe, he has to chat the Gemara. So you're being masked into what I said then. If you see someone who does damage, the shaygeg, Adam would lie, he's going to be saying. So someone does damage the shaygeg, the mechuyiv to put out the fire and to save it, that he shouldn't have a loss. Okay? So maybe, and we're looking at Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara is talking about in such a case. Let's see, the Gemara brings a raya. A raya that you're chayiv. Again, hiniyach kecheles aliba yepater. A big day. The mazak is chayiv. Omer avet harbeo taninu. They're both mishnayis. Alibai did not cover shalom l'techor. If you press somebody into a fire, techamayim into water, meini yachol alis mishamu meis chayiv. If the meritzeh holds him underwater and drowns him, avadi is chayiv. Dofay l'techor techamayim. You pushed him into a fire. L'techamayim. V'yachol alis misham umeis potter. If he's the roommate, dunk shimon underwater. And Shimon is too lazy to get up, and he dies there. So then you part him. For the two reasons I mentioned, either because you're a minus, or because you're not the Ritzayach. He's the Ritzayach. He should have stayed underwater. Big day, the Tanaan, Karask Susi, Shaberes Kadi, Chayiv Amnas Lifta Potter. You hear the Siddish? If I tell you, rip my bag. I tell you, break my card, and you do it, chayiv. So that's a raya to our Gemara, that even though I could save it, if I don't save it, I'm chayiv. If you do it, you'll pay. If you learn this Gemara, if you don't learn a chayivul, it's easy. It's a Ferish Mishnah. However, Rav Shimon Simcha Pei, the next Simon, we're up to, he's met me on this Gemara. He says, this Gemara is very good if you don't learn Hachayvel. But if you look up the Gemara in Hachayvel, The last Talmud, I think, in our Bible, it says the opposite. It says, if I tell you, Kras Susi, and you rip it, you're potter. I, the Mishnah said, Kras Kasusi Yechayiv. So Gemara said, that's talking when I gave it to you for Shmira. If I give you something to watch, and you're Makabalach Rais, and then I say, Kras Kasusi, so I'm telling you, if you want, rip it, but you have to pay. You're Makabal Shmira. But Stamazoi, I'm walking in the street, I tell you, Kras Kasusi, you're potter. And if I tell you, rip my baguette, you don't have to pay to rip my baguette. So the Gemara is mamish the hepech of this din that we try to prove from here that in yech like a chelas ali al bigda even this rav chayim, it's a plea. It doesn't stem with the Gemara. So in order to answer this, Rav Shimon brings a ktsais, it's in the Reish Mem Vav, and in Hachayvo this is a Yosevistic ktsais. The ktsais clears why Kras Susi is potter. If I tell you, rip my baguette, why are you potter? You can learn two ways. Ktsais says you can learn, and it's a mechila. I tell you, rip my baguette, I say I'm being nice. It's a mechila. It's a little shver. Mechila normally needs a kinyan. So there are ways around it. Mechila beforehand, maybe doesn't need a kinyan. But point out mechila. Or you could learn, and the Ktsai says this is the correct way to learn, that that's not a maisa hezik. If I tell you, break down this wall, it's my wall. I tell you, break the wall down. And you break the wall. That's mazik? It's not mazik. I need this wall broken down. I'm asking you to break it. If I tell you, Kras Susi, that's mazik. If the owner of the ksus wants it ripped, that's not mazik. The person who owns things is allowed to do whatever he wants to it. Like, well, Tashkas is an Isser, but it's not the imamim. If I want something broken, and it's mine, and I tell you, break it, it's like the ksus, that's a maisa hezik? And your potter? No, that's ridiculous. He brings a shach. The shach is mashu to maisa hezek. He says, not true. Not true. If I tell you, break my thing, or rip up my thing, it's not a mazik at all. If the owner wants this done to it, then that's not mazik. That's what the owner wants. There are times people want things ripped up. There are things people want walls broken down. If I want my wall broken down, I tell you, break it for me. It's not pshat to have a p'tor. It's b'chlal not a hezek. There's a stipler who brings an afkamina from this tzais that even if a cotton, he has to be a little bardas, but a cotton says kras susi. Now, if it works out mechila, a cotton labra mechila. But he says, no, if a cotton owns something, a cotton at a certain age has enough das to say what he wants done with it. So if a cotton comes over to you and says, do me a favor, I'm not strong enough, rip this for me, you rip it in half, and you rip it in half, you're not a mazik b'chlal. Not pshat the cotton was mazik. The owner of something wants it a certain way, you're not a mazik. That the pshat is you're not a mazik. You know, if you take a can of Coke and you pull off the flip top, you're mazik. Till now you could sell it in the store, now you can't sell it. Someone says you can't get it open it for me. Shad is you're a mazik? Not a mazik. If the owner wants it open, so then that's the normal way to do it. Zaktik tzais, when you say kras ksusi, the owner says kras ksusi, then it's not a maisa hezik. That's why you're potter. Because that's the Ratzon HaBaalim, he wants it that way. By a shomer, I give something to a shomer to watch. I say kras ksusi. So we understand that in that case, it's not what I want. It's not, I gave it to someone to do shmira on. So we understand that it's not what I want. I gave it for shmira. So if I'm saying it, I mean to say kras ksusi. If you break it, you have to pay. In our Gemara, Ruvay put a gacheles on Shimon's clothing. Is he chayiv? Avad is chayiv. Is it a case, Kras Ksusi? Not Kras Ksusi. He didn't say burn my baggage. Ruvain on his own put a fire on the other person's bag and burnt it. Aye, the Gemara says later, Krak Susi Yapater, not a kasha. Krak Susi Yapater, because that's the desire of the owner. The owner wants it ripped. Yapater. Our Gemara, it's not the desire of the owner. The Mazik came on his own and burnt it. So it's not a stira that Krak Susi is Pater, and here Chai is not a stira. Krak Susi is Pater, like the Tzai says, because that's his Ratzon. What does Agamara mean when it proves Kras Susi from the case of Shimer, that Shimer is Chayiv? Zakrep Shimon, proving that it doesn't blive a Mechila. If it will blive a Mechila, Kras Susi will blive a Mechila, then even my Shimer will be part. It's just showing from there, it doesn't work out to Mechila, it blives out to Ratzon. And that's why if he gave it Shmira, we don't touch up that that's your Ratzon. Memela, the same thing here. Here it's also not your Ratzon. Memela here, the Mazik is also high. It's a Memela Dikarai. But it's not similar to Krax Susi Pato. Regular Krax Susi is Pato. Why? Because the Ratzon Abayim is to do it, that's why you're Pato. Agamar, it's not Ratzon Abayim. The person put the Gashalas on his own. So maybe the two cases are not similar. That the Torah Shimon explains it based on this case. By Rabba, last case of Rabba, he niach gecheles alev avdai. He put a gecheles on the heart of the Eved, and the Eved didn't remove it. Do we say kegufay dami? It's like a human being, and your potter. By kimamaynay dami, it was like his mamim, and you have to pay for the mamim. And in Tetzlan kegufay dami sharei mam. But the Pashta, Abdai Kigufay, Shari Kimamay. Abdai is Kigufay. So here it could be, it's totally in Achakir. When you put a coal on a human being, and the human being didn't remove it, why is the person who put it part? If you learn his part, because he's an Inus. A normal human being takes a half coal off his chest. If you learn it's out Inus, so then by Eved, you're also an Inus. You put a half coal on the Eved. And we're talking here, like Rashi, that the Eved is not tied up. Rashi learns the Eved is not tied up. Tosfos argues, Tosfos learns the Eved is tied up. Pashut shout like Rashi, the Eved is not tied up. So it's totally the two ways to learn. If you say putting a half coal on a person, you're potter because you're an Inus. So in Eved, you're also an Inus. In Eved, the Bardas, he would take off the half coal. So maybe you talk a potter. If you learn, it's not outside. If you learn that the reason you're potter is it's not a Maisa Hezik. When I put a hot coal on a human being, I'm not mazik him, because he could remove it. If I don't come underwater, I'm not mazik him, he should come up. So if I put a hot coal, it's his fault. Then, by an Eved, it's different. It could be it's the Eved's fault. But the Chiyah Mamad is to the owner. Stop in the owner. Who cares if it's the Eved's fault? I'm the one who put the coal, and I should be at least part of the responsibility. So we pass an Avdei Kegufay, and as we pass the an Oinus, that normal human being removes it. Shaira Kimamayna, Yashar doesn't have brains to remove it. So the Shar is Kimamayna, Yachayiv. That's the difference between the two cases. So Rabbah had a very bad mazel. That is eight or nine members of Rabbah, the last Amid, come out at the end of the Perek. So we didn't spend time on it because as I speak of in the Mazel at the end of the year. But Hajjul Allah came to the Regal. It's a shame we hope to come back to the Perek. I feel like saying, benching Gaim, Tfil Sederek is saying we started the year, I told you we're going to finish two Prakim. I don't always make it, so we made it. Okay, to the right.